for being with us today on In the Spirit. And we have Shyam Das, like I said, he was going to call. He's going to be talking about the boat full of Bhajan rides that are taking place, Kirtan events that are going to take place on the Hudson River, one in Athens. And then, anyway, Shyam Das will fill you right in. He's with us right now.
Hello.
Hari Om.
Hari Om. Jai Sri Radhe. Jai Sri Krishna. Good to be on your show again. You always seem to promote the right things, so I'm honored to be here.
Well, thank you, Shyam Das. I should have done, I'd give you a full introduction. You certainly deserve it. I mean, you've been on the program before. It's been a little while. To introduce yourself, what about people that don't know anything about you? Can you give a short synopsis about yourself, please?
Myself? Oh, that's very difficult to do.
Oh, I know.
Synopsis of myself is that I have appeared from Lord Hari, manifested here upon this earth, and spent a lot of time in India. I translate from a couple of North Indian languages, specialize in the Bhakti tradition, the Path of Grace. And I spend my time between India and America, where in the States I do a lot of traveling and teaching. In India, I just try to hang out in the Bhav, in the Vrindavan area. I do, writing and teaching there as well a bit. You know, all is grace. The main thing is to establish devotional experience within the heart, within oneself and being, and that is called being in the Bhav. And that's what these boat rides are about.
Yes, being in the Bhav, certainly. And Bhav, of course, for those people, a lot of people who do listen to this program are familiar with Kirtan, or certainly have it on enough. And the Bhav, of course, is that beloved mood, that feeling that is created when you get together with a group of people practicing Kirtan together, which I just did last night with Shruti Ramaneshwari at Kripalu. So I'm still in that Bhav.
Oh, great. Well, they are my dear friends, and I'm glad that you had that experience, you know?
Yeah.
We have it. We should, you know, seek that out as much as we can. We have Bhav in the presence of other people, in the presence of Kirtan, and then we have Bhav also within ourselves, and hopefully the Bhav that is generated through good association and satsang will continue to arise and manifest when we are sitting all alone as well. Has to do with seva, too. Has to do with, you know, service, undergoing, you know, yogic discipline, the devotional, meditative, karmic, for no reward except for the sake of doing the thing itself, for the pleasure of God, not for powers, not for wealth, not for health, not for any sort of attainment except for God's pleasure. Because if you water the thing at the root, all the leaves are taken care of automatically. No need to be going around trying to nurture every leaf. Go for the source. And that's the Bhav teaching.
And that's the Bhav teaching, and that's what I love about it, and that's what I attempt to do as well. I will be with you on the Hudson River, on the boat ride, on the boat full of Bhajan, so to speak. And tell us, if you would, Shyam Das, about this event. This has been going on for a few years now.
Yeah, we've been doing the boat full of Bhajan now. I think this is maybe our fifth ride, and we've done it traditionally from the Catskill Hudson area. We've done it even down as far south as Poughkeepsie. It's a charity event. We give the proceeds to an organization in Vrindavan run by my good Italian bhakta friend Rupa called Food for Life. It's a fantastic thing. They have schools, they dig wells, they educate children, they create jobs for people. It's absolutely the best charity service I've seen in India. So if we pull in a little extra of a funds, we then send it over to Vrindavan for them. And then on Sunday, which is October 16th, for the first time, we are bringing this boat full of Bhajan to New York City. And we have rented a Circle Line boat, the ones that go around Manhattan. I think it holds 550 people. And myself and Gore, Vani, and Janavi, Arundhati, Shruti Ram, Ishwariji, and a few more are going to be doing Bhajan actually on both of those boats. And that one, hopefully, there will be seats on the boat. If anyone wants to come, they just show up there. And Hari willing, we'll all get together. Leave sharply at 3. Let me tell you, I do a lot of budget events. something about the Hudson River. Doing budget on the Hudson River is a sublime experience, and many people have experienced it, and that's why this event just keeps going on in New York City. This is our first time. We have Dharma Mitra, who will be appearing as our special guest as well, and it promises to be an exalted, sublime event. So that would be great. I appreciate the chance to even speak about it on the radio with you. You know, you and I speak from all over the world. You know, I do interviews with you from India, from the top of temples.
Yeah.
I've done it from my home in the Woodstock area, and I see you very often because you often come and you attend satsangs with me, and I really appreciate you being in the spirit here and the promotion of this sublime yogic practice called Kirtan, which is truly what is called the Yuga Dharma. It is the Dharma of the Kali Yuga. It is the yoga to practice. It is easy. It is fun, and it is effective.
It is easy, fun, and effective, and it certainly it does that. I really like talking with you, Sham, Shamdasa, a good friend who I've known for a while, but listeners in the spirit have also heard on the air, but it's been a while since we've done some radio, so I'm really happy that we're talking today. I'm sure to do something extended again sometime soon.
But I do appreciate just a few moments with you, and Jai Sri Krishna, Jai Sri Radhe, and I'll see you on the boat, and hopefully a few others as well.
Well, thank you very much. It's a great pleasure to have you on. I learn a lot from you. It reminds me of my true goal in life, because you're really centered in it, and I like to be around people that are definitely centered in that energy, and it reminds me of what I'm here for and what I really my main goal. And I think it that's real good.
Well, you know, you hit it right there. Have the company with those who put you in the bath. Period.
That's as simple as that. So thank you, Sham. Sham,
okay,
Das.
Buddy.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Hari. Hari.
Hari. Hari. Hari. Hari. Hari. Hari. Hari.